Egypt and Libya erupts into chaos. Greece confronts more cuts. And a Russian pastor continues to deal with fallout from the loss of his church. We'll tell you why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The world is on alert in the aftermath of attacks on two United States embassies. The attacks reignite an already volatile situation in the region. Tie that together with civil war in Syria, and the region is unstable at best. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says this recent violence against the United States could be just a glimpse of things to come. What about Christians in this region?
There's always the tie from Muslims to believers in their country to the West, to America, to the great Satan. When you see these things, most people don't think about what does that mean for the Christians, but they will pay a price for this.
Doyle says many nominal Muslims are sick of the violence, and they're turning to Christ.
Isn't it amazing that today the hotspot of the globe is where the church is thriving and flourishing and growing faster in those countries than it probably ever has?
Doyle's asking you to reach out with Jesus to Muslims who are being marginalized since the latest violence. Next, there's a saying that goes, you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. It means you can't get something from someone they don't have. Well, that describes Greece and its financial crisis. Anti-austerity riots yesterday began when Greece was told to cut even deeper. AMG International's Paul Jenks says,
they're deeply in debt and trying to borrow more money or extend the terms of the loan that they already have, and the rest of Europe is running out of patience.
500 people lose their jobs every day. Homelessness is rampant. AMG responds through St. Luke's Hospital and several church ministries. There's no immediate relief, but because this is true,
people continue to turn an open ear to things that are spiritual. It seems that as people are faced with these financial crises, they're more willing to turn away from some of their more secular, humanistic tendencies and to listen to things that are more spiritual. They're certainly willing to have people pray with them.
This is Mission Network News. It looks like a dark day is dawning in Russia.
They just kick them out. They just kick them into the street and say, we don't know you, we don't like you.
Remember how police in Moscow bulldozed the Holy Trinity Church? Wade Cusack with Russian Ministry says officials interrogated the pastor for gathering with believers where the church once stood.
They think that the property is not belongs to the church anymore, building destroyed, and church cannot gather over there any longer.
If the congregation meets there again, they'll be fined $15,000. Will believers back down?
They stated that they will go and worship regardless. We will see what is going to happen next Sunday.
Can I ask you to pray for peace in Russia?
Right now, situation getting worse and worse, and tension are raising in the society, and Russia needs peace right now.
Help Russian ministries train next-generation church leaders through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, a Wycliffe Bible Translators partner is working on a manual that'll help make translation work in Africa faster and more efficient. There are at least 500 Bantu languages spoken by over 60 million people in sub-Saharan Africa. This manual will allow translators to use one Bantu language as a source text to translate the rest, allowing many to hear God's word in their heart language for the first time. Pray that the manual will be finished by the end of the year. And in just a couple of weeks, the Jesus Film Project Ministry plans to launch The Next Revolution. It's a new digital media internet platform application that'll let people watch portions of films or films in their entirety on any computer or mobile device. The app also allows people to link anyone to the app through social media sites. That means millions of people will soon have quick access to the gospel. Pray for a great response. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.